Good.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ta-da!
Here we are.
From Bangladesh, Lisbon and Nice, to Santa Fe, New Mexico, to Eugene, Oregon, we are the Tastemakers. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening across the globe.
Across the globe,
from
yes.
The Tastemakers.
Here we are, another beautiful day in Shangri-La.
Happy Tuesday, Mark.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, right?
How was your traffic coming in?
Actually, there was no traffic coming in. It was a great day today, traffic-wise.
Yeah, lucky. I just can't seem to get around the damn traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, really quick, coming back from a party on Saturday night on the freeway at 12:45, bumper to bumper. No accident. Bumper to bumper.
Wow.
This morning, coming in 10 o'clock. Actually, I left early. 9:30. Bumper to bumper for 45 minutes.
Wow.
Can't get around it.
Yeah. You know, that's like even the weekends.
But the weekends, everybody's traveling. But 10 o'clock in the morning, again, no accidents this morning. Saturday evening, 12:45, no accidents. If they're doing construction, can't they do that on Sunday nights, Monday nights, or Tuesday nights? People are going on Saturday nights.
You gotta wonder, and I can't say this enough. I wonder how things are going to be here in LA in 5 years.
Right?
You know, wherever Saturday afternoon, I'm heading out to Chick-fil-A, right? And I'm on the freeway, and this is 12 o'clock in the afternoon, going the opposite direction of coming into LA.
Sure, sure.
And going out.
You bet.
It's was madness.
Crazy, 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 but another beautiful day, and as you call it always, Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
Let's start out this fantastic Tuesday.
What do we got for us?
With some birthdays.
I love birthday Tuesday.
And I said this last week. I got to look into this. I'm always looking into everybody's birthday in this particular day. I have no idea who we celebrate our birthdays with. Do you?
Not really. Really?
All right.
Anybody good, I hope? Are you going to make the announcement today or wait till
my
birthday?
No. I keep forgetting again.
Okay.
I keep forgetting again. But that being said, let's start out with celebrating 28 candles on the birthday cake today is rapper, hip hopper, T-Pain.
T-Pain?
You know, have you heard of him?
No.
I've heard of him. I just don't know. If I saw him in the corner, I wouldn't really know who he
Right.
Fran Drescher. Now, she was on
just got married to some Lebanese guy or Saudi or something or other.
She used to be on that one show on CBS about 20 years ago, right? The Nanny?
Yeah.
Was that 20 years ago?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Anyhow, she's 56 today. Happy birthday, Fran. Other than that, and then I know she had a bout with cancer a couple years ago, I can't recall anything she's been in.
I agree. Well, she's got that new show on
That's it then.
On TV Land, doesn't she? That just started like a one season ago?
Ah, okay, that might be it.
I mean,
she's evidently relevant if she's in the news and you know she got married.
Right, just a couple of days ago, and it was a beach wedding, and it was somebody that didn't look likely to be married to Fran Drescher. Again, not a European. It was a foreign. I'm thinking Middle Eastern, something rather. It just didn't seem right. I don't know.
Didn't seem right. Jenny Mathis, how old is he today?
I'd say 85.
You know, I thought he'd be somewhere around 80, at least 82, 83, possibly, because seems like he's been around forever. But how old is Tony Bennett? He's like 85. 88. Okay,
yeah.
Jenny Mathis, 78 today.
Wow.
Yeah, he must have started young.
Huh.
He must have been crooning when he was like 18 and 19.
Yeah, right.
Hey, speaking of Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga at the Wiltern post-Grammy night.
Wow. Post-Grammy night.
Yeah, so I guess that means they're going to be performing at the Grammys, and then they're at the Wiltern afterwards. Doors open up at 8:30. The concert starts at 9:30. That would be a good gig. I've never been to the Wiltern. That's probably one of those places I'd love to go, living in L.A.
Right.
Need to make a list of all the places we've never been that we'd like to go.
Yeah. Well, there's not many.
There's not many, but the Wiltern, I'd love to do the Wiltern.
Right.
But anyhow, so that would be a great gig. But anyhow, happy birthday, Johnny Mathis, 78.
Yeah, it's
and like 78. I said, he must have been an early crooner. Must have been one of those guys that was, when he was 18, he was crooning.
I haven't seen or heard from him lately. I wonder if he's still performing, if he's still doing concerts, or if he's just retired.
Actually, I think he is still doing the concerts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Celebrating, you'll guess his age. You'll get it on the button. Anyhow, 59 birthday candles on the cake today. Your friend and my friend, Barry Williams, Greg Brady from the...
59, eh?
Greg Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Right. He lives like in Missouri or someplace,
he
or
lives
Kansas.
In Branford. Branson.
Oh, Branson.
Yeah.
Does he have a show going on there?
Yeah. He's. Didn't you see him on Celebrity Wife Swap a couple months ago?
I missed that one.
Yeah. So he lives in Branson.
Okay.
He's got a variety show.
How's his crib?
Very plain. He's got fake plants throughout the house. It's like a townhome.
Is he married? Well, he separate. Should be since he's got the celebrity.
Separated. Life. He's got his 13 or 14-year-old or 15-year-old kid that lives with him. But the house is like, it looks like a, when you're buying home, when you're looking at new homes to buy, how they're all perfect.
Stage.
Yes. Yeah. And he's got fake plants throughout the home because he doesn't have time to take care of them. But
Is that busy?
Very modest home in Branson. You got to figure out, too, in Branson. But then again, that's a lot of celebrities.
So what
there.
Is he, singing, dancing,
yeah,
acting?
All of it. All of it. All of it. Guitar playing, acting, singing.
You know, that's something I'd really like to do. I'd like to take a show on the road, the two of us. And basically, it's a stage, two chairs, a table, a decanter, some whiskey.
Like Mike Tyson.
Ashtray. I don't know what his doing, but this is like Cary Grant did before he died. He took his one-man show on the road, and I'd like to have two Hemingway chairs there, a table there with an ashtray,
like
a couple of cigars, two glasses, and some whiskey right there, and then we would talk for like an hour.
Kind of like Billy Crystal. He's got the one-man show. Mike Tyson's got the one-man show, and I know Al Pacino just had a one-man show out there in Las Vegas last month.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, so this would be a two-man
like
show.
Yeah, two-man show. Right. It's never been done before.
So Barry Williams is 59 today.
All right, well,
happy
good for
birthday,
him.
Greg Brady. It looks like he's got a good gig out there in Branson.
I got to tell you, the last movie I saw with him was that Bigfoot movie that was on Sci-Fi with Danny Bonaducci and him.
Did he get killed?
No.
Hey, didn't
he
Bonaducci beat the crap out of him?
Horrible.
Yeah.
In the movie?
Yeah. No, in a boxing match they had.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the acting was just hellacious, horrendous, just terrible. The both of them, Bonaducci. But actually, we had them both. Bonaducci came to our lounge here in Hollywood at the Renaissance a few years back. And then Barry Williams we met at the TV Land Awards. So we've had them both.
Well, that's probably why he's in Branson, because he can't act. He could
awful.
He could sing. He could dance. He could play the guitar, probably piano too. But anyhow, happy birthday, Greg Brady or Barry Williams, 59 today.
Wow.
There we go. Kieran Culkin, the younger brother of...
McKelly Culkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I forgot that he was in Uncle Buck before he was in Home Alone.
Yeah, both of them were. Both Culkins were in there. Oh, wait, what do you mean? You're talking about McCulkin or Kieran? Because both brothers were in Uncle Buck.
Huh, boy, the other one must have been two because McCulkin was like four.
Well, no, the younger one was like four or five. McCulkin was like eight.
But well, how much was he when he did Home? How old was he when he did Home Alone?
Right afterwards. Anyhow, 31 today.
Wow,
31 today for Kieran McCulkin.
Yeah, he was in Father of the Bride. He was the son.
Yep. Angie Dickinson.
Got to be 83.
She was a babe in the day, huh?
Got to be 83.
Beautiful, 82 today.
Yeah, I'm saying it right on the butt.
Celebrating 82 today.
How does she look now? I saw her about a year ago.
How'd she look then? Really?
Yikes.
Martina Hingis, the teenage phenom tennis player from many, many years ago. 33 today.
33, huh?
33 today.
Wow. Bet she looks every bit of it.
yeah, I bet she does. Hey, speaking of just off the top, I was thinking tennis player, swimming. Michael Phelps, did you hear about him today getting pulled over?
Yeah, it sure did.
85 in a 40-mile zone.
With his Land Rover.
Yeah.
I could see it with a Ferrari, but with an SUV, what's the rush?
DUI doing 85 in a 40-mile zone.
Well, I can see that on the freeway. Yeah, I can't see it on the street because on the street it's a hazard. If it was a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or something, in a sort of way I could kind of see that too, but in an SUV doing that speed makes absolutely no sense.
In a 40-mile zone, where was he going?
Well, he was intoxicated, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it must have been late and he was coming from a party or whatever, but dumb. Real dumb, just like the NFL guys. All the time they get in these DUIs. When you sign up with the NFL or the NBA, I'm not sure if Major League Baseball has it, but they give you a card when you get drafted. If you're ever inebriated, call this number. We will have somebody pick you up.
Who got pulled over for drinking under the influence?
Well, it happens all the time in the NFL.
Well, I never heard of that.
Well, I'm talking about Michael Phelps, how he didn't, you know, he got pulled
over. No, I understand that, but you're saying it happens in the NFL all the time.
All the time. Yeah, all the time. Same with the NBA players. But they give you a card. Do not call this number.
I guess they got a good PR machine, because I haven't heard anybody getting pulled over in the NFL.
All the time. And it blows them away. Yeah, drunk driving, all the time. Huh. But Michael Phelps, I guess, did not have that card.
Well, from who? The Olympics don't give out a card.
Truman Capote.
He would have been 80. 85, 83.
90.
Yeah, that was close.
90. He died in 84 at age 60.
Wow.
Yep. Age 60.
He died at age, I think, probably. I mean, if he died that young.
Possibly.
That's about when. What year did he die?
80.
Oh, four. Yeah. I was right. 84. Oh, that was Rock Hudson.
60.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah.
He would have been 90.
Gosh.
No way he would have lasted that long, even if then. Eric Stoltz. I can't think of, other than
Eric
one
Stoltz.
Movie, one movie, Pulp Fiction. Other than that, I can't think of another movie he was in.
Wasn't he the guy that was in Mask?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a second one then.
53 today.
53. What's he been doing?
That's what I'm saying. I bet he's like a lot of these guys that do all those DVD things or
straight to DVD,
sci-fi,
straight to DVD. Yeah.
Well, how about that
movie?
What's
week.
His name?
Lifetime.
Nick Cage. I think his last movie's all went straight to DVD.
Yeah.
When you go to Redbox and you look at the movies, the last three, you know, he's out there a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't even know.
Well,
these
he
movies.
Has to because he owes so much money.
Yeah. But
he filed for bankruptcy a couple times. He owes the IRS, so the guy is he has to constantly be filming.
Yeah,
you know.
But you got to wonder what his price tag is now.
I don't know. I would say $2 million.
Damn.
Right.
Damn.
What do you think?
Jeez, you might be right, but he's got to demand more than that. For his time, because he's getting an Oscar, man, even though his movies don't make any money.
His Oscar was like 15 years ago.
20.
And when your movies don't make any money.
90. It was
okay.
95.
And when your movies don't make any money.
Yeah. Which, by the way, his next movie, I don't even know what it's called, but he plays a pilot or whatever.
It's a silly name.
Yeah. Executive producer, the guys from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, right.
Boy.
It's not what you know it to, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Wow, from making duck calls and whatever to executive producing. I mean, that's big-time Hollywood, you know. That's going from reality TV on A&E to big-time studio film with Nick Cage to executive producing. Well, they got all kind of books out, too.
Yep. Yeah, they're their own dynasty.
Yeah.
And not Duck Dynasty.
Crazy.
Yeah, really is. Sorry, is that still it? Is that it
that's
for
it
the,
for the birthdays.
Okay,
that's
but before we forget and before I get out of I lose track of myself. I've got this written down right now. You and I know that in November we're heading out to Boca Raton, Florida, in our partnership with the Chris Everett Charities down there, chriseverett.org.
You betcha.
And we're doing the official gift bags for the celebrities attending the event, and we just got a brand that just came on board, and it's a local brand based right there in Delray Beach. So I want to do a big shout-out and thank them. Bella Reina Spa. They're based right there in Delray Beach, which is where the tennis match is taking place. Bella Reina Spa in Delray Beach, Florida, is a boutique day spa offering luxury spa services with a highly trained team of professionals. The enchanting ambiance, the superior spa treatments, and guests will immediately understand why this beauty spa has won numerous awards and accolades. Bella Reina Spa, Delray Beach's leading day spa. So contact them at BellaReinaSpa.com. And again, thanks again for participating in this worthy cause in November, you guys. Bella Reina Spa. Thank Nancy Reagan. Thanks, Nancy Reagan. She is she's the proprietor of the spa.
Nancy Reagan?
Yep. Not the Nancy Reagan, but yes, Nancy Reagan.
Well, yeah, just Delray Beach, beautiful Delray
yeah,
Beach.
I'm looking forward to getting back there, and it's got a beautiful tennis center.
Isn't that crazy?
What's that?
They got that beautiful. I mean, are they known for tennis there?
Well, it's who knows? It's Florida. Everywhere in Florida has got great tennis courts, right?
Yeah, but this is like professional. This is like for the U.S. Open almost, right?
Yeah, you know what? I think, as a matter of fact, when we were there last year, didn't they have some signs that something was Delray Tennis was going to the MGM Grand in Vegas for some event or something?
That was supposed to be August of this year, I think.
Hmm.
I wonder if that happened.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, we just got this pitch. Okay. All right, lots going on. So I did that great pitch for Delray. What else is going on? Anything else? Oh, well, let me just throw this in here, too, because I don't know if you saw it or not. The 40th season of SNL started on Saturday. Did you see it?
I did last night.
Awful. I mean, I'll tell you a couple reasons why it's awful. The writing is terrible. There's no good skits. And two, the cast, there's nobody in that cast that can carry anything.
You didn't like the samurai?
Oh, the NFL thing right at the very start? That was okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the one that they showed at 10 o'clock with Richard Pryor.
Oh, no, that's a classic.
Yeah, I didn't see the – I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a classic. But no, the new one, the premiere, season premiere, 40th anniversary edition.
I felt ripped off, but maybe not, because you said it wasn't that good. I TiVo'd the Richard Pryor episode at 10, as opposed to TiVo'ing the 11:30 season premiere, so I missed it.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Mm. Who was the guest?
Chris Pratt from Guardians.
Who was the performer? The
Ariana
musical?
Grande.
Oh.
Again, no big deal.
They have Keenan, the black gentleman, was he gone? Because I know he's
no,
left.
No, this is last season.
Okay.
Yeah, last season. But again, whatever he does, he's good. But the writing as a whole, terrible. And then you take the new cast. Keenan has been there for probably at least 10 years, I would think.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, right. Him and that other fat guy, I forget what his name is.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
He's been there for about 10 years,
yeah.
too. Mm-hmm. These two guys are the last two classic from the last 10 years that are good. They're still there.
Well, there's one other guy. He's a tall, thin guy, a white guy. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
He's pretty decent.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's pretty decent.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe.
So I guess they're in the downslide. It's like when a team goes from winning the NBA championship, then they're down for a couple of years. I think that's over the 40 years. That's how it's been with SNL.
But there were a few seasons that was terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch it.
Yeah. So, wow. So what is the black guy's name? Was it Keenan?
I think so. Keenan Thompson.
Yeah,
that's it, right?
But, so when he goes, they got to get some new blood in there.
You know, that one new guy they got, the black guy's been there a couple of years, Kevin Farrow, I think his name is.
The impersonator.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But you take
he's just an extra cast member, though. He's not like a carrying cast.
Right, and when you take his impersonations out, like he was doing the Shannon Sharp impersonations, when you take the impersonations out, yeah, the guy really has nothing
to offer. Oh, that must have been funny with him doing Shannon Sharp.
It was.
Yeah.
How As a matter of fact, my wife just said last night, is that really how this guy is? And I said, well,
marble mouth.
To an extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, he naturally, a good impersonator will take something and go to the extreme.
They were doing a segment on the NFL with the coach, I mean, the commissioner, right? So that's why because I couldn't figure out why would they be doing something on Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
So overall, a stink bomb of a...
Horrible.
Speaking of that, I know we tapped on this a little bit last week with the new season.
That was good, thank you.
Yeah, the new season of all the shows. Did you catch any new ones over the last week?
Yeah, I saw that Forever twice. I loved it.
Twice? It's been on twice already? Mm-hmm.
They ran an episode on Monday night and then Tuesday night, which is the new time for it, which is 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else?
Hit. Blackish, which was disappointing, if you ask me.
Our buddy.
And again, I can't connect out of it.
Hopefully he's not listening to us today.
What I can't connect out of this whole thing is I can't see Anthony Anderson as a father with four kids. He just doesn't seem old enough to be playing fatherly character with
44.
Four kids.
He's 44.
Yeah. He doesn't seem fatherly enough to have the four kids.
What I find
he's
hard
not
to
Ward
believe.
Cleaver. He's not Robert Young. Yeah. He doesn't come across as a fatherly type. If he had one kid or four kids, he doesn't come across as the fatherly type character.
I don't get that, but what I find
so let me get this straight, Matt. You think Anthony Anderson is easily cast as a fatherly character? AJ has nothing to do with it.
As a fatherly character?
Fatherly character.
Or having four kids seems like
fatherly character.
Yeah.
Whether he has one kid or four. What I don't see out of him is playing a fatherly character.
What I find hard to believe is that Lawrence Fishburne, who is 9 years older than him, playing his father. He's 9 years older than him.
Yeah, but it's just like when Barbara Bel Geddes was playing the mother of Larry Hagman in Dallas. She could have been his wife.
No way.
Are you kidding?
No
of course
way.
She could have.
Larry Hagman, she had to be at least 25 years older than him.
Doesn't make any difference. She looked like he could have been his wife.
But she was 25 years older than him.
Age has nothing to do with it. It's all about makeup. Lawrence Fishburne, whether he's 9 or whatever, he looks like he could be the father. He's got the makeup on. He could be the father.
He looked like his brother.
I don't think so.
I mean, he had some gray hair.
But anyhow, we disagree on that. I didn't think the show was good.
Terrible. No, I didn't like the show at all. I thought it was terrible. In fact, other than Selfie, I think, which premieres tonight
at 8,
I think Selfie will be the first show canceled, and I haven't even seen it yet. And then I think Blackish
one, because it's already the number one hit comedy of the season.
That's because it's the only comedy of the season.
Doesn't make any difference. When you make a claim like that, you're not the first to go. You can't cancel it in a week after making these claims.
No, I'm not saying it's going to be canceled in a week.
It'll be canceled,
I'm saying Selfie's going to be the first one to cancel. I didn't say today or tomorrow. I said, and the second one will be Blackish, whether it's two or three or
four
weeks.
It won't be the second.
Yeah.
Something on NBC, something on CBS,
other shows. What else? Scorpion I saw, I liked a lot. What didn't I like about it. I don't know if we need the girl factor in.
Yeah,
it.
We don't need the girl and the little kid.
What's her name? She was on American Idol. She either won or she was runner up.
Oh, beats me.
But anyway, so she's in Scorpion, but I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked
Scrubbing was good. Different concept, you know, geniuses.
What I didn't like was there's too much. It's kind of like 24 with the schematics. It seems like how they were trying to do this plane thing. No matter where they were, and that the car scene at the end with the Ferrari, how the guy...
Oh, just speed to get the...
And the pilot dropped down to the...
Oh, so you TV'd it from last week. You didn't watch last night's.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't see it last night, okay. No. But it was on against... I missed it last week, and I forgot to TV it. But now what the networks do sometimes is they replay it again later in
right,
the week.
Right,
which gives a person like me an opportunity to see it. But
right.
The pilot drops down to the
And they made the connection because the Ferrari didn't go that fast.
They connected the computer right. with the too much stuff going on unless you're super super techno savvy, they could throw anything out there that doesn't make sense, but they can make it sound sense to you, because I didn't know what was going on how they're connecting this and connecting that and bloppity blop bloppity blop.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I like, and it's a true story.
Right. Right. That's the thing I like.
And
about
supposedly
it.
That guy is one of the five smartest guys on the planet.
Yeah,
what do you say, Albert Einstein? His IQ was 160, but this guy's is 190,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So, and one guy's a human calculator, and what? I mean, one guy was a human calculator. Then there's him. What were the specialties of the other two?
One of the guys was, I think, like logistics or the logistics and the what do you call it when you have all those reports and everything.
Oh,
schismatics.
That's
it. Statistics. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but okay. So that was that one. I like that. What else has been on?
How to Get Away with Murder. That put me to sleep.
Yeah,
and they're saying that's the number one new drama of the season.
Yeah. Well, it was probably the first drama that was on.
Right.
Revenge just debuted again the other day.
Oh,
did you see that?
We'll be watching it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
son wants to watch it tonight. Scandal started. I wasn't too happy with the new season, the first episode of Scandal.
Yeah. What else? The new CSI New Orleans.
Jay, I don't watch any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't watch any of it, but for some reason it seemed appealing to me because it was in New Orleans.
And I got to say this. excuse me, folks. The NCI in Washington, D.C., I see that because that's where it's all based, with the NCIS, the government agency and so forth. When you spin that off to have it in L.A., I really don't understand how you can have that in L.A. too. You're not going to have a show about the CIA in Los Angeles.
You're talking NCIS or CSI? Yeah.
NCIS.
Okay.
Yeah. So I see absolutely no connection with NCIS in the city of New Orleans. Why is the Naval Security Forces in New Orleans? I don't get that at all. Again, D.C. makes sense. L.A., you could probably swing it, but you're not going to put NCIS in Chicago and everywhere else. I mean, it makes no sense.
I don't watch the shows, but on occasion, of course, like everything else, you turn the channels and you see 5 minutes of this, 5 minutes of this. And I almost bust up when they kick open the door and they say, NCIS. It's like when you say LAPD.
Right.
Who knows what NCIS means? How did they pitch that show? Because prior to that, and I still don't even know what it stands for.
Exactly. And the only time
Naval Investigation Securities... Whatever.
Yeah. The only time I watch it is when RJ is on. I like RJ. He's great as the father of Pangliosi or...
Mark Harmon, right? No, he's
the other guy.
Yeah. I don't even know his
great.
Name.
Yeah. He's great in that show, and that's the only time I watch it. Other than that, I'm not watching it.
Yeah. But it's number one.
But makes no connection with New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get sucked into that. Well, I don't watch it in the first place, but it's a way that they can suck their viewers from the NCIS in L.A. into another city.
CSI, right? It was CSI Vegas.
But then, every city could have CSI.
But I'm just saying they could just draw on the popularity of the show. CSI Vegas, and then there was L.A., and then there was Miami, right? And then
New York. Yeah, and then Miami, right? Yeah. Miami, New York was the last one.
New York, L.A., and Vegas.
Yeah. Is CSI the first one based in L.A.?
No, the first one's Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's Vegas, Miami, and New York.
Oh, they never came to L.A.?
No.
Is Ted Danson still on that show?
Yeah, he is.
Is the original show still on?
The original CSI?
Vegas.
Yeah, it is.
Lawrence Fishburne was associated with one of them.
Yeah, he replaced the what's-his-face when he left. William Foxworth.
William Foxworth left. It was William Foxworth. It was, definitely was William Foxworth. It was Peterson, I think. Somebody Peterson. He was in the one that was in To Live and Die in L.A. But it definitely was William Foxworth. So,
yeah, William Peterson.
William Peterson. So Lawrence Fishburne came in for one season?
I think it might have been a couple.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I guess he didn't like it.
Yeah, maybe. you know, maybe, who knows?
And so they go to a comedian, Ted Danson.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. You never know, right?
Right.
It's crazy how people get selected and the whole casting. Did you know that before, what's the guy's name? I can't think of his name. Who's in Modern Family, the monarch, the patriarch.
Ed O'Neill.
Do you know who this first choice was for that role before him?
No.
Coach.
Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah.
Right.
He passed because of money.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah,
well, when it started, I don't think that they were asking, given that much money in these shows, right?
But,
and he's Craig T. Nelson. I mean, this was before Parenthood, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what was he doing? A movie here and there?
Yeah.
And he passed on the money.
So that means they probably got Ed O'Neill on the cheap because, but now isn't he's one of the, they're getting big bucks now, right?
Yeah.
So they probably got him on the cheap. They went to Craig T. Nelson from his fame from Coach, I guess?
From 20 years ago?
But I mean, why would he? I guess they must have really offered him a shekel.
Yeah.
If he wasn't doing. But I mean, I guess maybe he had Parenthood was on the back burner too. So he,
yeah,
Parenthood was
one or the
more
other,
money.
And he took that one.
Yeah. So I guess you could say, boy, did he screw up by not taking that. But at the same time.
He did okay for himself with the other one.
He did okay with that.
Right. But, I never watched Parenthood. Don't watch that.
My wife loves it.
Mm-mm. No
but,
thanks.
She taped it last week. I'm going to watch it because they were in Vegas. So I'll watch it just because of the Vegas thing.
Oh,
but,
thank you.
Other than that, what other shows are debuting this week?
We've got...
when's Walking Dead coming back? In October?
Oh, October 15th.
Oh, still another month.
Yeah.
Oh, two
weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're almost in October.
Yeah, tomorrow's
today's
the first day of October.
Today's the last day of September.
Last day of September. Tomorrow's the first day of October, and we're into fall.
And, well, speaking of fall, how about the temperatures coming this weekend?
Triple digits again, 106 on Saturday.
106 on Saturday in the valley. How about that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Isn't it? The last couple of days have been beautiful.
We have been busy these last couple of days attending events, so I want to do a shout-out since we did get an invite to attend this Longines Los Angeles Masters.
What is that, Mark? I know
now,
I went, and I still got to say, what is it?
It's equestrian. And it is, I guess, the Masters Grand Slam. What that basically is Paris, Hong Kong, and Los Angeles. Now, this has taken place in Paris before and Hong Kong before. This is the first year that they've taken this Longines Grand Slam indoor equestrian to Los Angeles. What they did was they converted the Los Angeles Convention Center into a big equestrian center, which was kind of interesting.
Fun.
Then they got all these luxury, gourmet, fancy schmancy sponsors.
Premier, premium.
With the main presenting sponsor being Longines Watch. And then you've got, you know, Dom Perignon, Airbus, Wall Street Journal, Hollywood Reporter, all these
tons
other
of high-end brands.
Right.
Sponsors.
They're coming on as sponsors for this thing. So we got there at the convention center.
Nice setup.
You know, it's weird seeing this like this. We used to go in there for the car show, which is coming up in a month or so. So actually, since tomorrow's October, it's November, I think we have it now. So
that's right. It used to be in January.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're going to have to put out a request for press to attend this thing sooner than later because I'm sure this thing fills up with all sorts of press. But so we went to this thing. It was great because they had the bleachers set up. First, they had like the sample staging area where the equestrians are practicing or rehearsing, and then it leads into the main area where they've got the.
They look so elegant. The way they were not only the way they look, but the way they ride and just the sport itself is just very elegant.
Yeah. So the Longines Los Angeles Masters Grand Slam.
Some of the competition was nice.
Yeah.
There was one rider we saw specifically. I don't know who he was or what country he represented, but he didn't belong there. He knocked two of the poles down.
Yeah.
He almost stumbled on his own.
And this was a 4-day event.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we had the pass to go to every day, but we only went opening day.
I wonder what kind of turnout they had like on Friday evening.
You know, and then they had the the Masters Club, which is where the VIP section was, where you get to go in there and they've got all this gourmet food.
Always a VIP section.
By these Michelin chefs that are creating the best cuisine out there. So it was a fancy schmancy thing to go to. We were there on Thursday. And
what about the eats?
Yeah, the eats. We didn't get any eats. This was an unusual press event that had no food for the press, which is... I don't know. I was surprised. I don't know if you were.
I thought we were listed to receive eats, but didn't see any there.
Gotta have eats.
Yeah. That's one of the key components of our attendance to any event, correct?
Yeah, so we had that on Thursday, and then we met our friends from Edmonton. They came in, and we had afternoon cocktails at the Perch in downtown Los Angeles.
Big shout-out to the Perch. If you haven't been, I don't even know the address, but it's on the corner of Hill Street and 5th Street, right catty-corner to the Pershing Square little park there.
Great view of downtown.
Old building, like a 50, 60-year-old building that you wouldn't even imagine that this restaurant would be there. It's the rooftop, and you have to take two elevators to get there, which
like
is
that.
13. It's at the 13th floor, and you take it. Actually, it's 15th floor. You take an elevator to the 13th, then you're taking another elevator to the 15th, and it's outdoor. And then also, you know what? We should have went to even higher. Well, I guess we didn't have time.
Right.
We had other events to get to, but wonderful, fantastic evening, Friday evening. The weather was great. There wasn't even a cloud in the sky.
It was a Chamber of Commerce day.
Yeah, cool breeze and great happy hour. $5 beers. They had sliders. They had hot dogs for $2.50, and just a cool environment, atmosphere to hang out. And we were there for 2 or 3 hours, just enjoying. A great way to start the weekend. Great way to end your Friday. But as we all know, we are 247365, and we never have a day off. So Friday doesn't mean to us what it means to a lot of the 9-to-5ers, Monday through Friday guys.
And we are the tastemakers.
Yeah, so it's 247365, so a nice variety of people there, and just a great way to start the weekend.
Right.
Even if we weren't starting the weekend, and our weekend might be starting today after the show.
Well, that's right. And then Sunday, of course, we were at the closing day of Los Angeles or San Diego
SanDiegoPoloClub.com.
Yeah, it was great, huh?
You know, it wasn't. The temperature was perfect. It was that San Diego. It was in Del Mar, basically, right? Which is
border of Del Mar, Rancho Santa Fe, which are suburbs of San Diego. It's in San Diego County,
and that was our third match of the season. We went to opening day. We went to something in the middle of the summer and went to closing.
Right. And you know what? I was surprised that closing wasn't more happening. Opening day was insane.
Yeah.
Like I said, though,
it is NFL season plus the San Diego Chargers are playing. I'm just saying that may have a little to play with it because opening day, which was when? May or June?
May.
Yeah. Nothing else was happening on that Sunday. And other than baseball, but because, big difference.
Yeah.
But a lot more than the middle of summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Great way to meet people.
It was a beautiful day.
Check out the fashion. I should have went to their website. Haven't went to their website yet because I know last time we had several pictures of us on the website. And the photographer down there, Topher, who has greeted us three times, all three times we were there, took a slew of photographs. So got to get to their website. And big shout out again to San Diego Polo Club for allowing us the invitation to attend three times this season.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you haven't ever been, whether it's San Diego Polo Club, Will Rogers, or up there north.
Santa Barbara?
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Get out there and get to one.
It's fun. It's a social thing. You know, it's all networking, mm-hmm. socializing,
I don't
connecting.
Think I spent more than 5 minutes looking at the horses, I think.
You're right. Neither did I. And I think that's the first time because even the last two events that we went to, we were there. We were watching some of it, you know.
Well, we had a lot of yapping. We had a lot of talking to do this time. We met some people that actually introduced themselves to us. So I think we were consumed with more conversation here. And that was before we got the invitation to attend the Woodford Reserve private
party. Right.
During the event.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Open bar. And they did have some good munchies. They had sliders.
Pulled pork, I think. Pulled pork sliders. They had quesadillas, which was, what was in the quesadilla? Goat cheese?
Or? It was some kind of, it was more like a brie type of cheese.
Oh, brie type, right.
And what I loved, Mark, were the chicken waffles. Miniature.
Oh, yeah, that was
good.
They
were about the size of a half dollar, or size of a quart. Yeah, a quarter.
Yeah.
A miniature waffle with syrup and a little bite of
love
chicken.
That. And I also love the fact that Woodford Reserve, which is one of the presenting sponsors of that, they had the
my mouth is watering.
They were giving out a sampling of the Woodford Reserve over there, which was great. So you pull right on up there, and you can just belly up to the bar and have your sampling of the Woodford Reserve, which was I thought was fantastic.
They had to be a little more generous. It was a drop. It was
more than a drop. It was a little cup. It wasn't a shot, and they're not giving shot glasses of the stuff.
Oh, I understand that, but at least half a shot.
It's a sampling, just like when you go to an ice cream place. Do you want to sample something? Here's a sample.
This was a hint. It was
you go to Trader Joe's, you want a sample, you get a little teeny sample.
It was a drop.
Well, you know? And then at halftime, or not halftime, at the stomping of the divots, which is technically the halftime in the
I didn't see any divots out there.
Well, we weren't looking.
I was looking.
I didn't. I wasn't looking.
I was looking. I'm like,
but I like how you go out there for the stomping of the divots, and the champagne sponsor has all the champagne you can help yourself to, which is great.
Oh, I liked how you pour two glasses into one. You just got.
And
right
I like how
there.
You took my glass that I poured two into one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's great because
what
you
was
help
the
yourself.
Champagne? What brand?
Yeah, it was unfortunately it was just Korbel.
Oh, hey. Well, Korbel is better.
The poor man's gourmet champagne.
That'll work though.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, so I like it when they had it sitting there. You can help yourself.
See,
all
now
you
that was a good sampling, though, Mark. That glass that they gave.
That's why I had to do a double up, Matt.
Yeah.
It should have been more.
You wanted, you always want more.
That's a glass of champagne, Matt. The other thing at Woodford Reserve was a sampling of their bourbon. This is help yourself to a glass of champagne.
This was a sampling, too.
No, it wasn't. This was listed as a glass of champagne, Matt.
It was a decent.
Of course, because it's a glass of champagne.
Then why were you doubling up?
Because I didn't want to come back once we're out. I'm getting it all right there.
Yes. But wonderful sampling. And way too quick, though. Way too quick. I don't think they put enough of it out there. Or everybody was.
Well, I
up.
Guess they guesstimated there's going to be 300 people walking out. We're going to have 300 glasses.
How about the smoking policy?
Ridiculous. You're outside.
Or lack thereof.
The whole, their smoke policy is no smoking.
But where did you hear that from, Mark?
The waitress that came up and stopped us. She's lucky she got me in a good mood that day because I would have easily said, "And you are who again? You're the smoking cop for the day? You're coming from behind the bar out here? I'm out here over here, and you're coming out here to stick your nose in my business about smoking?
You know,
a cigar, not a cigarette, a cigar."
I've got to say, though, if that is the possibility, they do have to have it posted
you
somewhere.
Absolutely.
I didn't see it posted anywhere, and usually people are pretty strict about that, so you got to post it somewhere.
Yeah, and if it's not posted, you can smoke.
In fact, we were being very courteous as far as non-smoking until a couple people came up to us and said, "You got to stop holding that cigar. When are you going to start smoking it?" And we both pretty much just said, "Well, I'm not quite sure if we can." And now, granted, these people did not work there. They were not employed with the San Diego Polo Club. But they did say, "We're outside. Light it up. You're at an outdoor sporting event. Light it up." So we did. And the waitress or bartender
came out of her way to say, "Oh, you can't smoke that." And again, she's lucky I was in a good mood that day. I mean, I could have easily debated it because I could have said, this is an outdoor function. Where we were smoking it the most of the time, we were way out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so for her to come and say there's no smoking here.
I did see a couple other people with cigars. I wonder if they were confronted.
Or maybe we did miss the sign. Maybe there was a sign in the front that said no smoking. I didn't see it, but there might have been.
And if there were, you have to have multiple signs.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, what are your thoughts, Mark, on they had beautiful restrooms, the portable restrooms.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on allowing the women into the guys' room?
Well, if there's a huge line for the women,
which there was,
and there's no line for men, sure. But if there's a line for men, you can't be at the front of the men's line being a guy and with a line there and saying, "Okay, girls, come on up."
Like what happened the other day.
Right. And I told him, I got to the front and I says, "Listen, I have to use the restroom. You can't hold us back while women are going in. That's why the women have their restroom."
Yeah, and I'm not, I'm in there using the urinal. I get done, I turn around, and here comes a woman right in back of me. That's just not cool.
Yeah, it really isn't.
The women,
you can get away with that at a football game later in the day when everybody's already inebriated.
Yeah.
You can't get that way right at the start of a polo match.
Not that it would happen, but they wouldn't like us coming into their restroom using their...
No.
But I just... And that one guy was like the monitor out there trying to be a good Joe and letting the girls in. Hey, you know what? It's just not right.
No.
You know, there was a line, a small line, nothing like the women's line. But anyhow, overall, big shout-out to the San Diego Polo Club. Three matches we went to this year, or this season. Loved it.
Good time.
Great social network, great day, great outdoor activity. Watching the horses run is fantastic. Just overall, can't say enough. Thank you, San Diego Polo Club. And for those of you listening who have never been, again, try to get down there. If you're in the L.A. area, we're global. We could be reaching out to people in San Diego right now. But get on out there. The season is closed. It's over for this year. But get on out there next year. Make a plan. It's very affordable. And they have tailgating. So for, I'm not sure. I think
that's great. $20
a car. You could bring out get there an hour early. Bring out the chairs. I don't know if you could barbecue, but you could tailgate in other capacities.
Tailgating is wide open.
Yeah. So a great afternoon, and you pay for the car, $20, I think, and bring four or five people. And what does that turn out to be? $4 or $5 each. Bring your own food, drink, beverage, and then at the halftime or. It is the halftime, right?
Yeah.
They call it the stop.
But, the stopping of the Dibbets is technically the halftime.
Yeah, but they don't call it the halftime. But when it's the time for stopping the Dibbets, get out there. And you could intermingle with even the VIPs.
Yeah, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the champagne there, too.
Yeah, right? And if you want to, you could grab two.
Like you did.
Hey, we were talking earlier about the new season on TV, new shows. How about the summer of film? Movies.
Oh, you mean it's not that good?
It was a bust.
Yeah.
I know the Galaxy of the Universe was number one, but other than that, I can't think, and Transformers, I can't think of another movie.
Well, you know, there was Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I didn't even get the chance to see that. I wanted to see it, but didn't get around to it. I think there's
the biggest bust in history. So that being said, with summer behind us and the next biggest season of film or motion picture, Christmas, what's on tap?
You know, I don't know. I've seen what they've got coming up, but it didn't look too impressive. Plus, I don't see any true Disney pictures, not Disney, Christmas pictures. And by that, I mean a movie that comes out at Christmas time that is based around Christmas. You know, like Christmas with the Cranks, Christmas Vacation.
Was there one last year?
No, I don't think we've had one for a couple of years.
Right, right.
You know,
but I don't know anything coming out on Christmas Day. And usually by now, well, maybe not. Halloween, summer just ended, but... we're into October. You hear something, don't you, about opening Christmas Day?
Well, yeah, and I've seen, you know, they had the things in the Times, what's coming up, and I've looked at it, and it doesn't look that impressive for the holidays. So I know The Judge is coming on with Robert Downey Jr. and Bob Duvall next week in October 10th. That looks great. So
speaking about looking great, did you look at the Wall Street Journal magazine that they were giving at the Long Jeans event last week?
I looked at it last night.
That is a great, great magazine. I used to get the Wall Street Journal and this would come on Fridays on occasion.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a damn good magazine.
Right.
Very fashionable and good articles. And, I mean, this is like a $5 magazine.
Yeah. So I was glossy. I like the glossy.
Yeah, I was looking at it last night as well. Just very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive. So thank you, Long Jeans. Right?
Yeah, Long Jeans Watch.
Yeah.
They're your presenting sponsor for the Los Angeles Masters.
Yeah.
Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Masters. Grand Slam, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Long Jeans. Never heard of it before as far as the...
But then again,
this is only the first time it came out here, so why would I have heard of it?
But, you know, the weird thing about it is I haven't heard anything about it through press here in L.A.
Yeah.
We did the thing on the KTLA News the other day.
But I don't even know how you heard about this coming to L.A.
Well, they've had ads in the paper for the last month or so. But then this weekend, there were no ads in any of the newspapers. So they were promoting it leading up to the event, and that's where they ended it.
I wonder if they had a big review on the outcome yesterday in L.A. Times.
I doubt it. They're not going to do a review after the four-day event leaves. They need to write about it just before it starts.
Wonder how the turnout was.
Mm,
we were there early, so we couldn't even comment. But I bet Friday night, that was because that's when they had the big – didn't they have a big gala, red carpet gala?
Yeah, event. And there's another thing. Who are the VIPs and celebrities going to this thing?
Who was walking the red carpet?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know.
But there were several media walls.
Yeah, there were. But then again, you have media walls everywhere, any event, all the time.
I'm surprised they didn't have like a chocolate company aligned as a sponsor. Maybe
Godiva would have been perfect, you know?
But, you know, it seemed like all the stores or the companies that were represented, they were all saddle-related.
Right, they were horse-related, equestrian,
So, and then they had the one art gallery. Where's that guy's business card?
I was going to bring it in today, and I was going to send him an email, but I didn't.
Send him an email, Mark, because he invited us to a Fashion Week event.
Right.
We're trying to bundle and package, because I know we've already been invited to two fashion-related things during Fashion Week. So, what the heck was that? That was even an art gallery. He was representing the chairs.
The chairs,
He was a design company.
Right.
Yeah. So you have his business card still?
I do, yeah. I'll send him something today.
Yeah, his name was like, he didn't look it, but his name was like Fred Martinez or something, right?
Didn't he have
a Hispanic last name?
No, yeah, he did, but I think he was Filipino, so a lot of them have that Spanish last name type thing. So.
Yeah.
But we had a busy, Busy weekend. Lots of stuff was going on, and it's usual here. You know, we're doing stuff all the time. We're what do we got coming up? And the next month is going to be busy. Well, not October. November is going to be the really busy
month. Well, a week from Sunday is Miss Hollywood.
Miss Hollywood USA.
USA.
Right.
Yeah.
We will be judging that.
This weekend in Montrose is the annual Oktoberfest.
Love
it. Yeah, I love it.
They got good strudel there.
Yeah, good strudel. And I like the sausage too, the bratwurst, knackwurst.
Knackwurst,
like all that stuff. And just like they're celebrating, I think, 50 years or 55 years of doing this in the little town of Montrose up there north of Los Angeles, north of Glendale. Small little like hometown USA. And what are your thoughts on that? I love it.
It's not bad. Again, I didn't see enough stuff to make it an Oktoberfest type thing. I didn't see any people in Lederhosen. I didn't see any walking around with the accordions. Yeah. I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, it is Montrose. It's not like the one they have at Big Bear or Alpine Village, but it's a nice little thing.
Yeah, again, they have the German Oktoberfest.
They have the German Oompa Ba bands up there.
I sure didn't see that.
Well, they got up there. They're performing.
I see a rock band performing, but I didn't see the Oompa Ba bands.
They have them there.
I didn't see any German beers. I saw they had Bud Light, I think. I didn't see any, Lederhosen. I didn't see any accordions. So I didn't see anything that really made it look like a street fair.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's out of Munich, but I mean it's just a celebration. Okay, I'm just saying it's in celebration of Oktoberfest. And
it's a street fair in October is what it was. That's really what it was.
But what's on their menu?
I don't know. Did they have a hot dog? Might have had a hot dog.
No, they have bratwurst, they have knatwurst, they have rye bread, they have the sauerkraut, and like you said, you like the strudel. So
that one pastry store.
Bud Light is one of the big sponsors. That's why they have the Bud Light.
It's a street fair in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful thing, so try to get out to this week. I know I will, celebrating 60 years or 65 years, actually, Montrose.
65 years?
Yeah, at least 60. Yeah, so 19
hey, before we run out of time, when are we on again for Storage Wars?
Next, is it Monday or Tuesday? Because it's on
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Tonight is the season finale. We're on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Your favorite episode.
Our first episode.
Which is your favorite episode, which is
the Kook, the brothers... And
the cook and the chef?
Something
the
like
chief?
That.
Is it the chief?
Yeah, the chef. Cook, the chief, and the brothers.
The brothers is in that, the title? The cook, the chief, and the cook. I don't even know.
Yeah, so that's next Tuesday.
And it's the kook. I think it's K-O-O-K.
Yeah, the kook.
Who's the kook in that episode?
I don't know. It's weird. But anyhow, we're on next Tuesday.
And the Shrining. I understand the episode for the Shrining. I get that. And what's their episode with Tim Allen? What's that one called?
The French Job.
Why is it called the French Job? Oh, because the
Frenchie's
in
there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And the Shrining, I get that. And Total Wine Domination, I get that because I think Renee is getting all those wine bottles.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess they all have some significance except for the kook.
And then Welcome to Homeland.
Okay, I get that. How about The Vaults Be With You?
May the Vaults Be With You.
That was our first episode, right?
Right. Well, that was the Star Wars one. May the Force be with you. May the Vaults be with you. Yeah, about the jacket that was found in the vault. So, anyhow, so we're on next Tuesday. Times to follow. And when you listen in next Tuesday, we'll give you more details as to what time we're on.
We're not on tonight, we still like to promote the show in any event, and it is the season finale tonight.
Wow, I know. Yeah. I'll be watching.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what time. I get all confused with, because I get the East Coast feed, and then they got the, if you get the East Coast feed.
Well, I think the set time is 9 p.m. I think that's wherever you are.
And then sometimes, because the East Coast feed, we're on at 3. Sometimes we're on 3 times on a Tuesday. One episode will be on there 3 times.
So, if you want to watch us, great. We're always looking for new viewers. And if you want to get a hold of Wild Creations, the Harris Brothers, Kings of Swag, Twins of Swag, go to our website, www.wowcreationsmedia.com. It's a great way to see the events that we've got coming up, celebrities that we've met. It's the whole history of the company, which is our core business. So go to our website if you want to follow us and see what we're doing every day, where we're going, what's on our agenda, and pictures. You've got to do it two ways, and that's Twitter, twitter.com/WowHollywood. Or if you want to be a friend, facebook.com/WowCreations. Always looking for new friends on that Facebook account. Also, you can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on LinkedIn.
Which, by the way, I just updated a bunch of new photos.
Oh, great.
Hasn't been done in months, so great. I just recently updated it.
We're on LinkedIn. We're on Flickr. We're on MySpace. And also, you can listen to us here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time at the Tastemakers on www.latalkradio.com. And also, we've got our show on firstrun.tv.
What?
The fabulous, the fabulous world of WoW. Go check us out on www.firstrun.tv, 24/7, 365, mobile device, laptop, iPad, iPhone, anywhere
tablet.
You got, there we are. You can watch us anytime, anywhere. So there's plenty of ways to follow the Harris Brothers. We've got an article coming out in the new edition or new issue of
Focus Magazine.
Focus Magazine.
That's not going to be till November, but we're just a new partnership we have.
Plenty of ways to follow us, so stay tuned and tune in. So until next week, thanks for listening to The Tastemakers.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.